There are six systems of philosophy which accept the authority of the Veda. They are Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, Purva Mimamsa, and Uttar Mimamsa or Vedanta. Uttar Mimamsa is also called Vedanta. The six systems, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, Purva Mimamsa, and Uttar Mimamsa. So among these six systems, there is one system which is called Yoga. Therefore, in Indian tradition, many people, when you talk of Yoga, they only think of this Yoga, which is one of the six systems of Indian philosophy. It is assumed that all that is said about Yoga is contained in that book of Patanjali's, which is not true. It is only one of the systems. But in that system, the end, the highest stage of Yoga is called Samadhi. Here also you find the word Samadhi. Therefore, an impression could be created that by Samadhi is meant in the Gita the same as what is meant by Samadhi in the Yoga of Patanjali. But this is not true. The word Samadhi is used in the Gita with a special meaning. So let us see first of all how does Samadhi mean in the Yoga of Patanjali, so that by contrast we shall be able to find out and determine the meaning of Samadhi as used in the Bhagavad Gita.
There are again six systems, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dhyana, Dharana.
It is Ashtanga. There are eight stages of Yoga, system of Patanjali. There is Yama, Niyama, these are the two. Then comes asana, then comes pranayama, then pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. These are the eight steps of that yoga. Now, it is not my purpose to go into all these details. The important point is that according to Patanjali's yoga, the vibrations of consciousness, the modifications of consciousness, which are constantly occurring in our mind, in our stuff of consciousness, are to be stabilized. These vibrations, these modifications, are to be stilled. Yoga, chitta vritti nirodha. This is the definition. Chitta vritti nirodha. Nirodha means restraint, stoppage, cessation. Of chitta vritti, all the modifications of consciousness. Chitta means stuff of consciousness, which includes everything that is in us. Passions, desires, instincts, sense of myself, sense of otherness, the sense of happiness and misery, this thought, or that idea, this emotion or that emotion, everything that is a modification of consciousness, all that has to be stabilized, stilled. This is the aim of that yoga. And when that happens, according to this yoga, there is the knowledge of the self, in which there is the stillness of the being. Your own being is found to be absolutely silent. And that is supposed to be the highest stage of yoga. the cessation of the modifications of consciousness which are occurring in our outer being, and with that cessation, the realization of the inner self, which is completely silent, which has to make no effort at all to be silent, because its very nature is that of silence. And therefore, to remain completely silenced, that is supposed to be the highest achievement of yoga in Patanjali. Now, that state is achieved by four processes: pratyahara, dharana, dhyana and samadhi. Pratyahara means you first of all determine one object, whatever object it may be. You don't need to believe in God or in self or anything in order to pursue this yoga. Therefore, it is irrespective of religious belief or creed or dogma. Therefore, yoga is regarded as a science. Just as a scientist requires no belief, excepting what he is to find out himself by his personal experimentation. Similarly, in yoga, you select any object. It may be a tip of a lamp, it may be a tip of the nose, it may be the tip of your tongue, it may be the tip or the middle point of your eyebrows. It may be this object or that object or that object or anything. You simply decide that that is the object on which you will concentrate. Now, in this process of concentration, the first thing that will happen is that you will be distracted to think of other things. When you decide that you will think only of this object, our consciousness, which is constantly flickering, our consciousness is like a marketplace where there is a lot of hustle and bustle going on, where all kinds of noises and sights are fleeting in a flux, and they arrest your consciousness, and your consciousness drifts, runs along all the trains of movement. That train is to be withdrawn. So this is a negative movement. Withdraw from all others so that you are drawn back to this object. It is like a child whom you want that he should read the book, and give the book in his hand and say, "Now read." But here television is going on. Here some guest is coming in. Here the food is being prepared. The fourth, a friend is calling. A fifth is a telephone call. And the child wants to do everything else excepting the book. He just wants to run out. And you want to draw back. This bringing the child back to the book is what is called pratyahara. Constantly bring back the individual to the object of concentration. When you have been able to do that, then comes the next step, which is called dharana. Dharana is when you can concentrate on the object for quite some time. Maybe for 2 minutes, maybe for 3 minutes. When your consciousness really gets stuck to it, when a child becomes interested in mathematics, falls in love with mathematics, even when he's called to take food, he doesn't bother about food. He is engaged in a problem solving and wants to solve the problem Even if it is 12 o'clock at night, he doesn't want to give it up. He is now in a state of dharana. One object on which the consciousness becomes concentrated, that is a stage of dharana. When in that stage of dharana, the consciousness begins to experience the object, and for quite some time, that is called dhyana. Now this element of experience is very important. In the stage of dhyana, there is a double movement. There is the movement of idea, and then there is a movement of experience.